That was a great little teaser from a wonderful new album, Undeniable, and I have the pleasure of having Kate Pass, Jessica Carlton and Tali Valenti in the studio. We can have a yarn about it. It's going to be the feature album, local feature album this week, so that'll be a good thing for you and a good thing for jazz.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having us, Mark.
Yeah, no worries. Unfortunately, we'll have to crowd around the mic. We had a few little technical issues, so we'll have to deal with that as we go. So thank you very much for coming in. Obviously, local feature, and I believe the launch is soon, Wednesday, isn't it?
That's right, Wednesday the 1st of June. Yeah.
At the Yellow?
At the Ellington Jazz Club.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I think I'll be there.
Good. You're usually there. So.
Yeah, no, it'd be rare if I wasn't. Yeah, so how did this come about, this quartet? I know Alana, which I think if I remember correctly, 12 months ago on the day you recorded it, you came in, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, so Alana was visiting. Well, she moved back here for a little bit from Graz, where she is now. And I had kind of recently moved to Perth with my daughter, and so we were really excited to all be in the same place. Alana kind of posed the idea to us to do a collaborative kind of project, and we went from there.
Oh, brilliant. You know, and Undeniable, I think, undeniable of your talent, I reckon.
That's nice, thank you.
You know, I've heard of Jess, because you're from Melbourne, but I've heard Kate and Talia and Alana listen to you girls all go through Whopper and your journey thereafter. So, and Jess, I remember Possible was about 2016 or something like
that. I think it was 2015 even.
Was it?
Yeah.
Was it really? Bloody hell. So a while ago, wasn't it? Yeah. So it just flown by. So, yeah, it was good that you're in town and playing some trumpet.
Yeah,
no, absolutely. So, and how'd the process go about you writing this album, Talia?
What happened? We kind of decided that we would all bring some music in, and a lot of the stuff was a bit like a sketch when we all brought stuff in, and then we kind of worked on it together and figured out how to make it work for a chordless quartet. And then because it's a chordless quartet, which means there's no guitar or piano, that meant we had to think of different ways to write the music so it would still be like interactive and engaging. And we all wrote stuff with each other in mind, with each other's skills in mind. Like one of my songs, I was already half written, and then I just added a sad bit because I like Jess likes to play sad stuff, and I know
she's got something common there with Mace, hasn't she? You like playing the sad stuff?
Yeah, and I know that Kate is really good at, I don't know, would you call it like an ostinato bass line? Like those kind of really like digging into the rhythm. So we were trying to write to each other's strengths.
Yeah, and I think it comes out in the album. I had a listen to it a couple of times from when I got it on Saturday. No, Friday, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, Friday night, yeah. It's absolutely brilliant.
Oh, thanks, Mark.
Yeah. And same place, same time, I think that must be the name of the next album, eh?
Yeah.
Or Yet Again.
Yeah, Yet Again.
Yeah, so...
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, Alana's got to come back maybe she'll come back at some point.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
And obviously, with Alana not being here, who have you commandeered to? We've got a great range of sax players in town. Who did you pick to be able to try and emulate her sound?
Well, I'm not sure if it's so much emulating, but we've had the pleasure of working with a wonderful saxophonist called Simon Charles.
Oh, yeah.
He actually is also originally from Melbourne, but he's been living in York for a couple of years now. And we did a gig with him at the York Festival last year.
Yeah, last year
we just had a really great time playing with him. So we were discussing, you know, with this gig, are we going to just do it as a trio or, you know.
Yeah, it wouldn't really do it justice, really.
It wouldn't
I don't
do it justice. And we wanted to play Alana's compositions and they really obviously require the saxophone.
Yeah, just a minor little technical point there, isn't it?
Yeah. And so, yeah, we're really lucky to have, Simon Charles kind of stepping in and playing with us.
How'd your rehearsal go for the gig?
Great. Actually, we just came straight from a rehearsal. So, but it's been, really fun. Like, we're playing all the tunes from the album plus some new tunes that we've kind of brought in specifically for this gig. So, yeah. Excellent. We're really looking forward to playing together.
Yeah, so you're already starting on your next album by the sound.
Well, we were talking about that in rehearsal.
Was that a joke, though?
No.
It's pretty stressful.
No. I think, yes, it is, but it's worth the effort,
yeah, I think.
You know, as a punter, I've been to the odd gig or two. I reckon it's well worth the effort. And Wyunga, obviously, about Wyunga National Park. Whose is that favourite place? I reckon it's yours, Talia.
Well, Alana and I... We were going to go to, I don't know, Kalbarri or something for a little holiday, but it was really bad weather all over WA that week. So we ended up having like a staycation and we stayed in the hills. And it was just Alana and I. We had a hot tub. And we went for a bushwalk in this place, national park called Wyunga. And it's, unfortunately, I don't know a lot about it, but I did hear that it's a very significant Noongar cultural site. Mm. And yeah, it was just really beautiful. And I think Alana was trying to reflect or like encapsulate the feelings that came from the place on that day.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah, excellent. And Jess, which are your... I know... Rice Bun is yours. I've heard you play this before, So if I remember correctly, it's about the feminist movement in China.
Yeah,
is
so Rice Bunny and Free the Five are both part of a series of tunes I wrote. There's a few others that were inspired by the feminist movement in China, mostly after reading this book called Betraying Big Brother, which talks about everything that's been going on in China, silencing of activists and so on. So Rice Bunny is a hashtag that was being used in China because the word for rice sounds like me and the word for bunny sounds like two. So because when it was hashtag me too,
me too,
the posts were getting deleted. So they had a hashtag with the emojis for rice and bunny. So, I mean...
Get around the censors, perhaps.
Yeah, so it's kind of... Those tunes are kind of dedicated to the activists there. So kind of... It's a heavy kind of topic, but... The positive thing of,
and
the work that they're doing.
Sunday Morning Coming Down, Tim and Sunday Morning Coming Down played Rice Bunny and was also played on Homegrown yesterday as well. RTR, we get to premiere lots of new music. And I know on this show I've done lots of that for jazz. And, so I'm really looking forward to the launch and watching the interaction. And because I remember when you came in after you recorded it, you were so hyped up and you were absolutely buzzing, and all four of you were just...
Yeah, we've calmed down a bit now.
Oh, yeah.
That might have been stress.
Yes. Well, you can call it stress. Yeah,
excitement.
Yeah, I call it excitement. and probably relief from, Kieran's captured... And Kieran Kennedy, he's like... The engineer of engineering, isn't he,
Yeah, he's absolutely phenomenal. Like, we're so lucky to have Kieran... to work with him and kind of be there throughout this process. Yeah. And having his work, he's just amazing at what he does. So.
Yeah, and he's done, and you've worked with him in the past.
On a few different projects. And it's just gone above and beyond for us to capture the sound that we wanted to capture. So.
And you're happy with the result?
Yeah, absolutely. We've listened to the album, like 1,000 times, checking various bits and that kind of thing. And it's pretty good, like putting it on in the car now and being like, cool, okay. Mm. Sounds good.
And
it's what you wanted.
Yeah, you can kind of listen to it with fresh ears once it's actually done because it can't change anymore.
Yeah. No more improv, is there?
Yeah, and we did it in just 2 days, really. Like, was it 11, 10 tracks? 9 tracks, sorry, everyone. Yeah, so Kieran, we just went in there and it was basically a live album, and then Kieran did,
did his magic.
Yeah, amazing work for what we were able to accomplish in 2 days. And, we're really happy with it. And he's just so invested in...
Oh, yeah.
He's just truly interested in everyone's work, and he comes to the shows.
He wants to get it. He wants to get your music, And I've spoken to him about this, and he came in and we did a show together, and what he wants to try and do is capsulate what you want to capsulate, and he tries to put his ears in yours ears and go, right, what would they, as a musician, as a band, what do they want to portray? And he tries to get into that headspace and capture it. And I think he does a pretty good job.
Yeah,
And thanks, I think, Kieran. Yeah, thanks, Kieran. And I think especially, like, it's been really interesting, you know, having four different people in the band all contributing creatively, and we all have, like, different, you know, sometimes different things that we like and that kind of thing. So, like, yeah, Kieran was that person that kind of
made it all come together
and work.
Especially
together.
After you just come off the back of all your Persian stuff.
Yeah,
you
know, the cohesion.
Yeah, somewhat,
well, yeah. So, that's right. Like, we've all got, you know, we're all had some our own different projects and stuff. So it's kind of cool. Like, we're all bringing different influence that we have and coming together and trying to collaborate.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you've captured all that. And Kieran's done another fantastic job, as he does. Yeah. So before you head off, and we'll play same place, same time, I reckon. When was the gig again?
It's June 1st, which is this coming Wednesday.
This coming Wednesday
at Ellington Jazz Club.
At the Yellow, so I'll definitely be there, I reckon. Table 20, perhaps, just for the odd thing. So thank you, Kate, Jessica, Talia, thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.